بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, which is page 32 of your English books, we come to the chapter of the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the author, Al-Hafidh Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, he said, وَلَهُ مِنَ الْبَنِينِ وَلَهُ مِنَ الْبَنِينَ ثَلَاثَةً, that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had three sons. Al-Qasim, the first was Qasim, وَبِهِ كَانَ يُكَنَّى, and his kunya was after Qasim, meaning the kunya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was Abu al-Qasim. وُلِدَ بِمَكَّةَ قَبْلَ النُّبُوَّةِ, and Al-Qasim was born in Mecca before prophethood. Before the Prophet was a prophet, Al-Qasim was born. وَمَاتَ بِهَا وَهُوَ ابْنُ سَنَتَيْنِ, and he died in Mecca and he was 2 years old. وَقَالَ قَتَادَهُ عَاشَ حَتَّى مَشَى, and Qatadah رضي الله عنه said, he lived until he was able to walk. And then his second son, who was Abdullah, وَيُسَمَّ الطَّيِّبُ وَالطَّاهِرُ, and Abdullah is also known as الطَّيِّبُ and الطَّاهِرُ, لِأَنَّهُ وُلِدَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, because he was born in Islam. وَقِيلَ أَنَّ الطَّاهِرَ وَالطَّيِّبَ غَيْرُهُ وَالصَّحِيِّ الْأَوَّلِ, and also it has been said that طَيِّب and طَاهِر were two other sons which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had. However, the author said وَالصَّحِيِّ الْأَوَّلِ, however, that which is correct is the first view, that Abdullah, one person, was known as الطَّيِّب and الطَّاهِر. And then the third son who he had was Ibrahim, وُلِدَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ, and he was born in Al-Madinah. وَمَاتَ بِهَا سَنَةَ عَشْرٍ, and he died in Al-Madinah 10 years, i.e. 10 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَهُوَ ابْنُ سَبْعَةِ عَشَرْ شَهْرًا, and he was 17 months old. أو ثمانية عشر, or he was 18 months old. وَقِيلْ, and it was also said, كَانَ لَهُ, that he had ابْنٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ عَبْدُ الْعُزَّى, he had a son whose name was عَبْدُ الْعُزَّى. وَقَدْ طَهَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَعَاذَهُ مِنْهُ, and Allah the Almighty, he purified his messenger from ever giving such a name of shirk. Abdul Uzza is a name of shirk. Of course, this last opinion, that the Prophet had another son whose name was Abdul Uzza, and this was before Islam, this is a weak opinion and it is incorrect. Wallahu A'lam. So this is regarding the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And some of the people said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had 8 children, i.e. 4 sons and 4 daughters. However, the author mentioned that At-Tayyib and At-Tahir, these are not two separate sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had 6 children from Khadija radiallahu anha. And that is Qasim and Abdullah, the sons of the Prophet and Khadija, and then the 4 daughters. As for Ibrahim, then he was the son of the Prophet from Mari al-Qubtiyah. So therefore At-Tahir and At-Tayyib, these were two nicknames given to Abdullah, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was sometimes known as Abdullah At-Tahir, and sometimes he was known as Abdullah At-Tayyib. And of course, At-Tahir means pure, and At-Tayyib means good. So they were the first of the two children, or the two sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his wife Khatija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, Al-Qasim and Abdullah. And both of them, they died in Mecca. And they only lived, or they died in their infancy. So neither of them grew older than a couple of years at the most. As for his third son, he is Ibrahim. And he was born in Al-Madinah after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he died in Al-Madinah. And he died in Al-Madinah in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the 10th year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his age was 16 or 17 or 18 months. And the mother of Ibrahim, she was Maria al-Qubtiyah, and she was a Coptic, and she was a slave who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam freed. And a lot isn't known about the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for two reasons. Firstly, because they died very young in their infancy, and secondly, because there are no rulings in terms of ibadah which can be deduced from the lives of the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's mentioned regarding the death of his son Ibrahim, and the narration was collected by Anas ibn Malik, that when Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went to him towards the grave. فَذَرَفَتْ عَيْنَهُ. And then the two eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to shed a tear, because this was his son. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf said to him, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Even you, O Messenger of Allah, meaning even you cry and weep at the death of your son. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave the famous reply, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعَ. Verily, the eyes shed tears. وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزَنُ. And the heart, it grieves. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا. But we will not say except that which pleases our Lord. وَإِنَّ بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. And verily, O Ibrahim, we are saddened by you departing. And notice from this that the three sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them died in their infancy. In fact, all of the children of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them died during the lifetime of the Prophet, except from Fatima radiallahu anha. And she died 6 months after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, the death of one's children, and especially for a father, the death of the son, and of course the daughter, is something which has a profound effect upon a person. It's a loss in a person's life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not one son, not two sons, but three sons, all of them died in their infancy. And then after this, his daughters. And his daughters died, and they were between 20 and 30 years old. The three daughters of the Prophet who died in his lifetime, between 20 and 30 years old. And then after this, after 6 months of the death of the Prophet, then his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, she also passed away. And during all of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he remained steadfast upon the mission of Islam and worshipping Allah. And he remained steadfast upon being certain in Iman, and also being patient and being pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps there is some wisdom in the death of the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during their infancy, and the death of his daughters whilst he was still alive. So the first benefit that we take from this is that it brought out the patience and the iman of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that nobody can say to the Prophet, but your children didn't die whilst they were young, mine died whilst they were young. No. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his children passed away in their infancy, and his daughters died before he died sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he showed his patience and his happiness at the decree of Allah. The second benefit from this is that we have in the Prophet an example and a role model. And we said previously that whatever situation a person finds himself in, you will find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also in that situation. So if we're living in a non-Muslim country, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also lived under the kuffar and the laws of kufr. And if you're a father, the Prophet was a father. And if you're a husband, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a husband. And if you're an imam or a student of knowledge or a teacher or an orphan, or if you're poor or rich, healthy or ill, in every situation the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an example for us. So if we find somebody from our community whose child dies, whose son dies, then in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a model in the patience which the Prophet had, and how he carried on worshipping Allah, and how his iman never deterred. Never did he say, "Oh Allah, why have you brought this upon me and I am your messenger? Why is it upon me that you bring this?" No, he remained steadfast upon the religion of At-Tawheed. And also perhaps the third benefit in the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing by is that any doubt that people may have had that prophethood is passed on from father to child, it was stopped there. So you know what some of the deviant groups, what they do with Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn radiallahu anhuma, and they are the grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so now imagine if the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained, and what the Rafida and the extreme Sufiya, the stances which they would have. And of course, a little bit occurred at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is that when there was an eclipse, some of the people, they said, "In kasafat li mawti Ibrahim," that this eclipse has only occurred due to the death of Ibrahim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he corrected them, and he said, "Inna ash-shamsa wal-qamara la yankasifani limawti ahad wala li hayatihi," that the sun and the moon never eclipse for the death of a particular person, nor the life of a particular person. "Walakinnahuma ayatani min ayatillah," however, they are two ayat, two signs from the signs of Allah. "Yukhawwifu bihima ibadah," and Allah causes his worshippers to be fearful through these signs. "Fa'idha ra'aytumuha fasallu," so if you witness the eclipse, then pray. So even during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his son Ibrahim passed away, and coincidentally there was an eclipse, then this thought came to the mind of the people that this eclipse is due to the death of Ibrahim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected them. And also Allah affirmed in the Quran that the Prophet is the seal of all of the Prophets, the last Prophet. And even if one of his sons remained, then there was no other Prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah said in the Quran, "Ma kana Muhammadun aba'u ahadin min rijalikum," that Muhammad is not the father of one of your men. "Walakin Rasulullah," however, he is the messenger of Allah. "Wa khataman nabiyyin," and he is the seal of the Prophets, after whom there is no other Prophet. So these are his three sons, Al-Qasim and Abdullah, and they were born to Khatija radiallahu anha. And then Ibrahim, and he was born to Maria. And as for the daughters of the Prophet, the first of them is Zainab. And the author said, "Tazawwajaha Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi'," that Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi', he was married to Zainab. "Wahuwa ibn khalatiha," and Abu al-As was the cousin of Zainab, because he was the son of Halah bint Khuwaylid. And Halah bint Khuwaylid, and we mentioned her previously, she was the sister of Khatija radiallahu anha. And therefore, both Zainab and her husband Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi', They were cousins to each other. وُلِدَتْ لَهُ عَلِيًّا. And to Zainab and Abu al-As, they had a son called Ali. مَاتَ صَغِيرًا. And he died when he was young. وَأُمَامَةً. And also Umamah, التي حملها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصلاة, whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم carried whilst he was praying. And this is in the hadith in the Sahihain. That hadith in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came out to the people and he began the salah and he was carrying Umamah. And when he would say Allahu Akbar, he would pick her up. And then when he went into ruku, he would place her on the floor. And then when he went into sujood, he would place her on the floor. And then when he stood up again, then he would pick up his granddaughter Umamah radiallahu anha. And then also Fatima. And Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the author said she was married to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. فَوُلِدَتْ لَهُ الْحَسَنْ وَالْحُسَيْنِ وَمُحَسِّنًا مَاتَ صَغِيرًا. And Fatima and Ali, they had three sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and Al-Muhassin. And he died when he was young. Perhaps he died in his infancy. And also Ummu Kulthum, meaning Ummu Kulthum was also a daughter of Fatima and Ali. تزوجها عمر بن الخطاب. And عمر بن الخطاب was married to her. Was Zainab. And also Zainab. Zainab, the daughter of Fatima and Ali. تزوجها عبد الله بن جعفر بن أبي طالب. And عبد الله بن جعفر بن أبي طالب, he was married to Zainab. And then the third daughter of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was Ruqayya. And she was married to Uthman ibn Affan. فماتت عنده. And she died during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst being married to Uthman radiallahu anhu. ثم تزوج أم كلثوم فماتت عنده. And then the Prophet had a fourth daughter and her name was أم كلثوم. And she was also married to Uthman radiallahu anhu after the death of Ruqayya radiallahu anha. وولدت رقية وَوُلِدَتْ لِرُقَيَّةِ إِبْنًا فَسَمَّاهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. And Ruqayya had a son whose name was Abdullah. Meaning Uthman ibn Affan and his wife Ruqayya, both of them had a son. And his name was Abdullah. And Uthman radiallahu anhu was known as Abu Abdullah, which was this son. So the first of his daughters is Zainab bint Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Zainab, she's the eldest daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Khadija. The ulama differed who was the oldest child. Was it Al-Qasim or was it Zainab? So there is some difference of opinion with regards to the oldest child between Al-Qasim and Zainab. However, the oldest daughter was Zainab. And she was born 10 years before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became a prophet. Meaning when he was 30 years old, then Zainab was born. And when Khadija radiallahu anha accepted Islam, then also the daughters all accepted Islam. And also Zainab, she made hijrah to Al-Madinah. However, she made hijrah to Medina later on. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrah to Al-Madinah, she remained in Mecca for 2 years. And after 2 years, she made hijrah. And this was due to her marriage to this man who was known as Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi'. And this man, Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi', he was the cousin of Zainab. However, he was a mushrik. And he remained upon his kufr. And despite his kufr, but he was a person of goodness and a person of fairness. So he never mistreated his wife. And of course, Zainab and Abu al-As, they were married to each other before prophethood. So they were already married when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received revelation. And Zainab radiallahu anha, She was from the first people, the first women to accept Islam. But Abul As, he remained upon Kufr. Even though Abul As remained upon Kufr, but his love towards his wife Zainab and his respect for his father-in-law, i.e. the Prophet ﷺ, this never changed. And the Quraysh, they used to encourage Abul As to divorce Zainab as a way of getting back to at the Prophet ﷺ and hurting the Prophet ﷺ, that his daughters will be left as widows or will be left divorced. And Abul As, he used to say, Wallahi, Ma ufariqu sahibati. He said, by Allah, I will never leave my companion, meaning his wife Zainab. وَمَا أَحَبَّ لِي أَنَّ لِي بِمْرَأَتِي إِمْرَأَةً أُخْرَى مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. And he said that I would not exchange my wife for any other woman from the Quraysh. So Zainab radiallahu anha, she remained and she lived as a Muslim. And her husband Abul As ibn al-Rabi', he lived in the same house, but he lived as a kafir and a mushrik. And this was before Islam obligated the separation between the woman who is a Muslim and the husband who is a kafir. However, no difference occurred between them in terms of marital relations. So despite this, they had two children. One was Ali and one was Umama. And Umama, as we mentioned, was the granddaughter of the Prophet who he carried whilst he was praying. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, of course the Prophet made hijrah with his three other daughters. So Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum and Fatima, they made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for Khatija, their mother, she had passed away. So imagine how difficult it would have been for Zainab radiallahu anha to leave her father and leave her three sisters and remain back in Mecca, and her mother has also died. The difficulty and the sadness in doing this. But she remained. And she had an excuse, because she was from the Mustad'afin. And the Mustad'afin, they were a small group amongst the Sahaba who were unable and too weak to make hijrah. And those people, Allah excused them from the hijrah. Then in the second year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the battle of Badr occurred. And Abul As, he left his wife Zainab in Mecca. And he departed Mecca with the army to go fight the Muslims in Al-Badr. And of course, the Quraysh, they were defeated. And Abul As, the husband of Zainab, he was taken as a prisoner in Al-Madinah. So now Zainab, the daughter of the Prophet, is in Mecca alone with her two young children. And the son-in-law of the Prophet, who is still a kafir, he is now imprisoned in Medina. When the news got back to Zainab and she heard that he is a prisoner, she spoke to the brother of Abul As. And his name was Umar ibn Rabi', the brother of her husband. And she took off one of her necklaces and she gave it to Umar ibn Rabi', and she sent him to Al-Madina that this necklace is in exchange for my husband, meaning a ransom that she is offering for the prisoner. And this necklace, this qalada, this was a gift which was given by her mother Khadija to her for her wedding. And even though maybe the necklace itself was not expensive, but imagine the sentiments and the symbolic value of this necklace. So Umar ibn Rabi', he came to Al-Madina. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave him this necklace and it was wrapped up. And he said to the Prophet, بَعَثَتْنِي زَيْنَبْ بِهَا فِدَاءً لِزَوْجِهَا أَبُ الْعَاسِ. That Zainab, she has sent this necklace as a ransom for her husband Abu al-As. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he opened the cloth and the covering and he saw this necklace. And this was the necklace of his wife Khadija that she had given to her daughter Zainab for marriage. And in the narration of Sunan Abi Dawood, it is mentioned, رَقَّ لَهَا رَقَّةً شَدِيدَةً. that the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it melted. To say in English, the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it melted. So then the Prophet said to the companions in Al-Madinah, he said, "In shittum an tutliqu laha asiraha wa antaruddu laha ma laha fafa'alu." He said to the companions, "If you want to return her husband to her and also return the necklace to her." Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted this because it's his daughter and it's the necklace of his wife, and he understands the sentimental value of this to her, and also this is his son-in-law, the husband of her, of his daughter. But at the same time, he didn't impose upon the companions. He said, "If you want to do this, then do it." And of course, all of the companions, they agreed to do this. So they returned the necklace, and also they freed Abu al-'As. However, before Abu al-'As returned to Makkah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held him, and he took a promise from him that if he allows him to return back to Makkah, then he has to send Zainab to Al-Madinah. Because now Islam has brought the rule that there has to be separation between the husband who is a kafir and the wife who is a Muslim. Because Islam and kufr cannot be in the house at the same time, and kufr has authority. Al-Islam ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam has supremacy and nothing comes above Islam. And in a house, the father has the authority. So Abu al-'As, he agreed, and the hadith is in Sahihain. And he returned back to Makkah, and is still the wife who he loves. And she was prepared to give that ransom. But he freed her and his two children, and he sent them to Al-Madinah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to praise Abu al-'As, even though he was a kafir at that time. And he said, "Haddathani fasaddaqani," that he spoke to me and he spoke the truth. "Wa'adani fawaffali," and he made me a promise and he fulfilled the promise. So Zainab radiallahu anha, she came to Al-Madinah as a Muslim, and he remained in Mecca as a kafir for a number of years. And then after 2 or 3 years, then he also entered into Islam, and he came into Al-Madinah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he married Zainab back to Abu al-'As, and they lived with each other, but they only lived with each other for a year or so, and she passed away. And she passed away in the 8th year of the Hijrah, and at that time she was 30 years old. So this is Zainab bint Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there is Ruqayyah. And Ruqayyah, she also accepted Islam when her mother Khadija accepted Islam. And she made Hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ruqayyah, she was born whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 33 years old. Meaning when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation and he was 40, she was 7 years old. She accepted Islam and she was 7 years old. And she is known as that al-hijratain, the one who made the two migrations. Because she made hijrah first to Habasha with Uthman radiallahu anhu, and then she returned back to Mecca, and then she made hijrah to Al-Medina with Uthman radiallahu anhu. So she is known as that hijratain, the one who possessed the two migrations, the one who made the two migrations. And they were the first family, Uthman and the daughter of the Prophet Ruqayyah, they were the first family as a family unit to make hijrah. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr, "Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, innahuma la awwalu man hajara ba'da Lut wa Ibrahim." That these two, this family, are the first people to make hijrah for the sake of Allah after Lut and Ibrahim alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And Ruqayyah, she was a divorced woman who Uthman radiallahu anhu married, because she was born to one of the sons of Abu Lahab. And this was before the revelation of Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab was revealed. However, when this surah was revealed, then Abu Lahab, he took an oath that both of his sons will divorce both of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Lahab had two sons, Utbah and Utaybah. And both of them were married to each one of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when this surah was revealed and Abu Lahab was condemned, then he forced his sons to divorce the two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a form of revenge, and so it was done. So when Ruqayyah was divorced by the son of Abu Lahab, then Uthman radiallahu anh, he married her. And when the Battle of Badr occurred, Uthman radiallahu anhu didn't partake in the Battle of Badr. Rather, he remained back in Al-Madinah. And this was because his wife, Ruqayyah, she was severely ill. And so he sought permission from the Prophet to remain behind from jihad to look after his wife, Ruqayyah radiallahu anha, because she was severely ill. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave him permission, and he also gave him his share of the war booty which was collected from Al-Badr. And then straight after the Battle of Badr, Ruqayyah radiallahu anha, she passed away, and she was 22 years old, and she was buried in Al-Baqi'. And then the third daughter of the Prophet, and she is Umm Kulthum. And Umm Kulthum also accepted Islam when her mother Khatija radiallahu anha accepted Islam, and she made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as I mentioned, she was married to Utaybah ibn Abi Lahab. And when Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab was revealed, then Abu Lahab forced his son Utaybah to divorce his wife, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Ruqayyah passed away, Uthman radiallahu anhu, of course he was grieving and he was saddened, because his beloved wife had passed away. And also he felt that his connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in terms of being a son-in-law, the connection of being a family member, that this was broken. And it has been mentioned that when she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he entered upon Uthman. And he said to him, "Mali araka mahmuman? Why is it that I see you worried and anxious?" And Uthman radiallahu anhu replied, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, وَهَلْ دَخَلَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مَا دَخَلَ عَلَيَّ?" That has anybody experienced what I have experienced? Meaning, مَاتَتْ إِبْنَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. That firstly, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah has passed away. أَلَّتِي كَانَتْ عِنْدِي. And she was married to me. وَانْقَطْعَ ظَهْرِي وَانْقَطْعَ السِّهْرْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ. So that relationship has come to an end, i.e. the grieving of a husband towards his deceased wife. And then also our relationship as a father-in-law and a son-in-law, this has also broken. And of course nobody can say this apart from Uthman radiallahu anhu at that time, because only she had passed away. So whilst he was saying this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet replied to him. He said, "Ya Uthman, O Uthman, hadha Jibreel. That verily, this is Jibreel. Ya'muruni anillah, and he is commanding me on behalf of Allah, an uzawwijuka ukhtaha, that I should marry to you her sister Umm Kulthum, on the same dowry which you married Ruqayyah with." And so then they were married. And this is why Uthman radiallahu anhu is known as Dhunnurain, the one who possessed the two lights, either two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ruqayyah and Kulthum. And she died in Sha'ban, the ninth year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when she died, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Law kana indi bintun thalitha la zawwajtuha Uthman." That if I had a third daughter, I'd also give her in marriage to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. So this is from the virtues of Uthman. And then the fourth daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she was Fatima. Of course, we know a little more about the daughters of the Prophet than his sons, because they lived longer and they lived with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she's known as Fatima al-Zahra. And she is Sayyidatu Nisa'il Ummah. She is the best of the women of this Ummah. And she was from the most beloved people to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it could be said that when Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, then that role of caring for the Prophet and supporting the Prophet, it was taken by Fatima radiallahu anha. And for this reason, when the Prophet was injured, it was Fatima who would When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured, it was Fatima radiallahu anha who would wipe away the blood. And she was married to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And to them were born three children, as we said, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and Al-Muhassin. However, Al-Muhassin, he passed away in his infancy. And Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sayyida Shabab Al-Jannah, that they will be the masters or the chiefs of the youth of Jannah. And Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhuma, they were both married after the battle of Uhud. She, as the author mentioned, she died after 6 months after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the author, he said, Fal banat arba'un bila khilaf, that as for the daughters, then there are four daughters which he had without any difference. والصحيح في البنين أنهم ثلاثة. And as for the sons, the correct view is only he only had three sons. وأول من ولد له, and the first was born to the Prophet was القاسم, ثم زينب, ثم رقية, ثم فاطمة, ثم أم كلثوم, ثم في الإسلام عبد الله. So these all were born before Islam, before prophethood. And then in Islam, Abdullah was born. And then Ibrahim was born in Al-Madina. وَأَوْلَادُهُ كُلَّهُمْ مِنْ خَتِيجَ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And all of his children were from Khatija except for Ibrahim. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ مَارِيَ الْقُبْطِيَةِ, because he was born to Maria الْقُبْطِيَةِ. وَكُلُّهُمْ مَاتُوا قَبْلَهُ. And each one of his children died before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa Fatima, except Fatima. Fa innaha aashat ba'dahu sittat ashhur, because she lived after him for 6 months. Hada wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.